Did y'all's parents ever watch CBS Sunday mornings?
No.
Oh, my parents.
My parents loved the 10 o'clock news. They were late night heads.
Damn, your parents are psychos. They like to hear the bad news.
Literally, they want the bad. It was the news that started, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Yeah, exactly. It's 10 p.m. and what there's the fuck a murderer is, on the loose.
Do you let's know get, where your children are is like... That's so threatening.
It's such a great hook, though, if you're a TV producer. I mean, nothing's going to keep viewers engaged.
Oh, like, yeah, like suburban parents are
going
to...
Do you know where your kids are? We do. Find out at 10. I love it. My parents love CBS Sunday mornings because it was feel good.
CVS.
CVS Sunday mornings. Going to CVS on Sunday mornings.
That's they got all the specials going on.
CBS Sunday mornings had all the, like, the positive... Feel
the
good
fluff
news.
Pieces.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you never had to go to church on Sundays?
I did, but they would usually watch it before or after.
I see.
But that is a fair call out because I was at church a lot on Sundays.
Yeah, CBS knows not to air during church hours.
This is CBS Sunday mornings. God is not real. We'll be back at 10:30. CBS Sunday Morning starts beef with church. They're like, fuck church. Here's three stories about why it's full of shit. Coming up at 11.
Have fun praying to your made up God.
Here's a heartwarming story of an orgy that happened in the heart of Tulsa today. Sexual pleasure is actually good.
They're calling it pleasure brunch. And the Tulsanites are having a great time. They cut to the people. They're all like super agreeable and warm. Like, yeah, it was just a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for a fuck, for a group fuck. God blessed us. God blessed us. Anyway, we are recording, so we can get started here. And I say we are recording, and I say that with a heavy heart. Yeah, crack that.
Sorry, that.
Crack that open. That's our clap for audio.
Yeah, that's a clap.
Yeah, we'll use that as our audio video clap. I think we didn't decide on a theme for today's episode, but I feel like the theme should be mistakes.
Mistakes?
Cause
guys,
I made some mistakes. 2 hours
of work.
2 hours of
gone.
What some in the Brooklyn? Here, I'll take that. What some in the Brooklyn comedy scene might call premium podcasting has been absolutely wasted. Lost
we're
to kinda, the gods.
Yeah, people are saying we're what's next in pod.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Podcasting monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yep. We're up to 130 followers on the Instagram or something like that. So we're blown up. And with great power comes great responsibility. So I have to apologize.
I really try to not look at the numbers.
You can't look at them. You can't. There's no winning looking at the numbers.
About 9 listeners on this app.
We've never done this before. I got to give a personal shout out to loyal fan of the pod, Corey Collier. Who
shout out Corey.
Is actually going to be in town this weekend. So you guys are going to get to meet him. And
that's
maybe
fire.
Y'all have already met him and hung out with him actually now that I think about it because he was here. But he inquired the other day about the rates for the meat bar. He's like, how much would it cost for me to take out some meat bar ad space?
Now that's a true
fan.
And I was like, bro, seeing as how our YouTube gets probably 6 viewers, I'm going to give you a spot for free. Whatever you want to put on our meat, you can put. So look out on this app for what something fun might be on one of our meat bars if Corey decides to take out some ad space.
Or it'll be the next
step. I'll take off my hat.
You'll give him that the forehead bar?
The forehead bar, bro.
You'll let him label you like that. That's a lot of power.
A 5-head bar. Right
5-head bar. Just for you. So shout out to the big dog, Corey, listening out in Knoxville, Tennessee. Go Rocky Top. Go Vols, baby. We are nationwide. I looked at our demographics again, which is really fun because we're really big in we have like 7 listeners in Auburn, Georgia, I think.
Really?
Yeah, University of Auburn.
Some
Shout out Tigers.
Some of the Tigers faithful.
Dude, we got a couple Tigies in the crowd. I love it.
Dude, I'll never forget when I was in high school watching the end of that. I was at a Sweet 16 watching the end of that classic Bama-Auburn game.
Bama-Auburn, baby.
Now I'm slurping hog of our seven fans.
Oh, dude. Hey,
I was at a Sweet 16 when they returned the field goal for a touchdown.
Oh, legendary college
yards.
Football moment. One of the greatest plays of all time. Shout out Auburn. Shout out Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Shout out whoever else played for Auburn. What a school. What a place.
Yeah.
Who ran it back?
I don't remember
the guy's name.
does he not play pro?
No. I don't think so. Damn. But he took it 110 yards against Bama when Saban was the coach. So
and it
was
like
huge.
It was like at the very end of the game. And they were like, it was crazy.
Yeah. It was to win the game. It was an awesome moment.
So he caught chlamydia that night.
Oh, he caught it all, dude. Whatever was going through Auburn at the time. He ran Auburn, Georgia that night. What a man. As our listeners can tell, we are without one of our usual boys.
Yeah, Zach's...
R.I.P. Zach Signore.
Gone.
Rip.
Gone, but never forgotten.
Never forgotten.
Nah, just kidding. He's tired. He'll be back some other
time. He's got a flight tomorrow.
He's got to fly probably somewhere
some
overseas
fucking,
or something.
Flying somewhere, dude, somewhere gay.
Yeah.
Gay town, USA.
Yeah. Yep.
One-way trip.
Doing comedy.
Probably doing something fun.
Oh, yeah,
fun.
He's probably opening. Yeah.
Probably opening for somebody, which is awesome. And
yeah.
Living our dream.
And we'll
be there with him.
We'll be there in spirit. The boys brunch, whenever Zach's on stage, the BB boys are there in spirit.
Yeah.
In the corner.
Yes.
You know?
Riff, adding tags.
Adding little tags, riffs.
Distracting him from his actually funny story.
Exactly. Yeah, taking him down rabbit holes that don't lead anywhere fruitful or good.
Nope.
That's what it's all about. So yeah, he's not with us. Shout out to him. He'll be back. No guest either. Because I don't trust myself to have a guest over me record the episode. If we never came out and said it, I lost two of our episodes. I recorded incorrectly. Yep. And our episode with Meredith Dietz, hilarious comic.
Yeah.
Great ep. It was a very good episode.
Really fun ep.
And our episode with Simon Block, another great comic, good friend of ours.
That was one of my, I missed. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Two great eps. We have videos for them, but no audio. So what I might do is just throw the videos up on Patreon so people can
just watch it.
Still watch them if they're a fan of those two because they're hilarious. And we'll have them back to properly
record.
Yeah. We just don't run a professional operation here,
not
quite
yet.
Frankly.
Not yet,
but we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're building out the compound.
We got investors.
This is brunch. We don't need to be professional
We've
yet.
Got some investors for sure. Corey Collier inquiring about the meat bar. Who knows what he's going to advertise in there. You know, any other people. If you have any small businesses, any small business owners in Auburn, Georgia want to throw up. Auburn's peach stand on Route 25, you know, we'll throw it on the meat bar. Never been?
No. Well, you don't count Miami as the South.
That's like North.
Yeah.
That's like North Mexico.
No, you're right.
That's like Cuba. It's North Cuba.
Yeah.
Miami's North Cuba.
New Havana.
New Habana.
New Habana.
No, I don't. I've been to Miami a couple times. Yeah. I love it. Not particularly Southern.
No,
more
it didn't
a,
feel like it.
Yeah, yeah. But if you went anywhere else in Florida, I would have counted it.
No, yeah, I didn't go anywhere else. I went there for work.
Mm.
Is Missouri in the South?
Yeah.
Technically.
I'd consider it a Southern state.
Yeah. Those of us lower than them wouldn't. But
okay.
They would, for sure.
Okay. I was born there.
You were born in Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri.
Oh, heavens. What a boring state to grow up in. You grow up? You were just born there.
Literally born there.
You don't remember nothing about it.
No, bro. I think literally after that, we went to Colorado or Germany. I grew up in Germany.
You grew up in Germany.
Why did I not know this about you?
Yeah.
Let's learn about Caleb. That's what today's theme
Whoa.
Is.
Whoa, today's
no,
theme
no.
is Caleb.
Caleb.
Well, today's theme is mistakes.
It's mistakes. Mistakes and failure. Yeah. So let's talk about Caleb's life.
Germany.
What was that like? Stuttgart?
Yeah.
Stroopwafel.
Oh,
that's
crazy.
Dutch.
You grew up in Stuttgart?
No, I grew up in like Frankfurt.
Frankfurt. Oh, yeah. Caleb.
Caleb.
Is that how all your friends talk?
No, I live
on base. Caleb.
Caleb, would you like a sauerkraut?
No, but some schnitzel, please.
Caleb, I have a book I want you to read.
I have some great ideas.
I have heard you have been struggling at school.
I heard you want to be an artist, Caleb. I know someone who also wanted to be an artist.
So I will support you.
I like the idea of like literal Nazis in Germany trying to help the black kid. Yeah.
We need the diversity, Caleb. We have a quarter to hit, Caleb.
It is very bad optics, Caleb. Was the Nazi party
in
Germany?
That's so funny. So you...
I almost got jumped into a gang because of that.
Because of growing up in Germany?
No, when I grew up in Colorado. I moved to Colorado. And they went to me, they're like, we need some black people in our gang.
It was like a white gang.
No, it was a Mexican gang.
Mexican.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
It was
a Mexican gang. That's fun.
Well, all of their, like, you don't even have to do anything. If you want to just tag for us, I was like, I love fucking graffiti.
Oh, my God. So they offered you, like, a fun creative internship.
Yes.
In
well,
gang.
It was...
You don't even got to kill anybody. Yeah, no. We'll just let you do the fun tagging.
No, yeah.
That's a good deal.
But in order for me to join the gang, they all had to jump me. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
They got to be able to kick your ass once.
Just once. Yeah. So I was like, no.
That's funny. That's like the equivalent of like a company being like, hey, Gen Z kid, dude, you can do our social media for free.
I like the idea of a company being like, all right, you got the job.
Imagine
but
like
first,
we beat the shit.
We all get
out of
to
you.
Beat the fucking shit out of you.
Imagine like that's how sports worked.
That's kind of how it feels when you go through 8 rounds of interviews for a job. It does feel like they jumped you in.
It does.
That's the idea.
Well, I feel like what's worse is doing the rounds of interviews and then not getting the job.
You're telling me, motherfucker.
You're telling me.
I have personal beef with a company that advertises on a lot of podcasts, so I'm not going to say their name, but they put me through so many rounds, got
MeUndies.
My little hopes up. Yeah, dude. I just wanted to work for Blue Chew, and they would not hire me.
That's
no,
annoying.
It was FanDuel, the gambling app. It's my favorite gambling app. And they almost hired me, but then they decided to go a different direction.
Cunts.
Now I plot their demise.
I almost got hired by Maybelline to do all their product photography.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Bro.
But then they were like, maybe not. We're not hiring
maybe
you.
Maybe not.
Get out of here.
Maybe not.
Maybe it's Maybelline or maybe it's not your day.
Yeah, it was, but it was like crazy. I'm like, how many interviews I need to like.
Who got the job? A woman? A woman who wears Maybelline?
Oh, wow. How original. A woman who works at Maybelline.
Yeah.
That
Jeez,
is a good
get with
question.
The times, Maybelline. Let Caleb cook.
Let me cook.
Let him cook on some makeup commercials.
Literally just.
Oh, our wonderful producer Irina did send us through a bunch of topics we could discuss on the pod tonight too.
What did you guys do this weekend or last weekend?
I was in the Catskills.
Oh yeah,
dude. Yes, let's talk about that because your Instagram was like, it felt like I was listening to a John Denver greatest hits every time I opened up your Instagram story. It was beautiful.
It was fall colors. Me and my girlfriend, we booked an Airbnb.
Oh wow!
But we didn't realize that the Airbnb was more of just kind of a tent situation.
No way, really?
So we had
you got a yurt?
We got in there at like 8 p.m. and it was like 30 degrees colder than the city. And we go in and we're like, oh, there's no heat. There's no lights except for these two little lanterns they gave us.
Well, you
and like
some bespoke shit.
No, literally. And we were just fucking free. Like we laid down to go to bed. We had these little like tubes you fill with water that like women use for their periods cramps and we had those and we like cuddled them. I don't even know what those are for besides
those
that
old school like just rubber water jugs.
Yeah, those like rubber water
them.
Things
we use them for everything. I used them when I was a kid.
What'd you use them for?
I think when I had like a stomach ache.
You just put
hot water in them.
Yeah, but my mom would put it in a stuffed animal, so you would hug it.
Ah, that's cute.
You just fall asleep with it.
Women do that for their
when they have
vaginas.
When they have their periods, they Did hug I a know? Big hot rubber tube of water.
Yeah, they put it right here, and it helps the cramps.
It kind of relaxes you. So you had these big hot hands in your bed. With
yeah,
you.
Yeah. So we were cuddling them, but we were still freezing, like fully clothed with like a hoodie and stuff on.
Yeah.
I kept my beanie on every night.
Yeah. And you were camping, basically.
Basically. Yeah. And then, like, the first night, we're, like, freezing. We got there during the dark, so it's, like, a whole farm we didn't see. You know when you just don't see anything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they get the lay of the land, so we're just, like, flying blind. And then all of a sudden, there's just coyotes howling in the distance.
That's awesome.
And I was stupid as fuck. I was like, oh, those are wolves, huh? I thought they were wolves, for sure.
The rare northern New York timber wolf.
Did they have any farm animals at this farm?
Yeah, dude. They had chickens.
Oh, that's fine.
They had goats. They had a dog that was guarding the goats.
Yeah.
Oh, just a loose dog?
Yeah,
like he was a farm dog.
He was in the cage with two of the goats, and he was guarding them.
Damn, a dog with a job. Let's
keep
fire.
The coyotes out, dude.
Yeah,
a dog
literally.
That has a can't let them yodies in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, well, it's just nice to see a dog that's not a cop. You know what I mean?
Dude, it is. It's good to see a working dog that's doing something other than law enforcement.
Yeah.
Sure. Actually protecting.
Yeah.
And actually
and
serving.
Real exactly. blue collar. Blue collar. You know
no, he was blue collar as hell. Were there other animals? I don't think so. Those are the only ones I saw.
So it's just a farm, and they have a couple little like yurt type things set up.
Yeah,
out
like basically
along the
like up the hill. There's like a few. There's like four tents.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of weird. It was like all women on the farm, but in a way where I was like, I thought they were all lesbians, and then they weren't.
Oh, it's like a cult.
Yeah, not in like a hot, sexy way, like in an unnerving way. Like, why are there so many women?
Well, there was this one Swiss woman we met who was like, yeah, I'm here for...
Caleb! Welcome to our farm!
Was her name Mildred?
No, I think it was Anna.
I love it.
Anna was like, hey, it was like, yeah, I'm here for a fellowship.
Oh, dude.
Oh, it's
gonna
a
murder
covenant,
you.
Bro. It's
She's going to murder you.
It, literally, I was like, what is it? She's like, it helps inspire creativity and just.
Midsummer.
And if she
shit,
didn't
bro.
Have, she had the most lovely vibes. Like, honestly, yeah. I was like, oh, you're awesome. You know, my girlfriend loved her.
Yeah.
But also, it's like that thing where I'm like, it could flip a switch quickly.
All
creepy.
It takes is the right shadow falling across her face while she says
shadow
it, and you're
like
no.
So
way.
You'll be staying at the farm for longer?
Yeah. It says here your stay never ends.
So this is why they call it the Hotel California.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
That's awful. So you guys had a nice little fun, sexy retreat.
Yeah.
Cold, upstate, trudging around a farm.
Yeah. I didn't take my hiking boots off. There was like a kitchen situation. It was like a 5-minute walk from the tents. It was like an outdoor with a canopy kitchen. It was kind of nice. And like we made like, they gave us
an outdoor kitchen? I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
Yeah. It was like under like a big canopy thing.
It still sounds like midsummer so far.
Yeah.
The more
much.
Details
it
gets,
also
the
sounds
more
outside.
It sounds like
did
midsummer.
I wish I hadn't seen that movie.
Really?
Yeah, I still haven't seen Midsommar.
It's a good thing you didn't, because you probably would have left the spot night one if you had seen that movie, because it sounds very similar.
Bro, have you watched Barbarian?
No, I never saw that.
Oh,
that was the horror movie that came out.
Yeah, Barbarian, bro. I watched that movie, and then I went to, literally the next day, I had to go to a cabin for work.
Mm-hmm.
And the house looked exactly like that, and the basement looked exactly like the basement. And I literally put a fucking chair under the door. And then my boss came in, and he took a picture of it and put it in a group chat. He's like, hey, Caleb, how was your night? I was like, yo, I fucking just watched a scary movie. Also, fuck living in a cabin in the woods by yourself. Because you can't see anything out there. You can just see it.
Dude. No,
everything
can see in, but you can't see out.
That's fucking
that's
shitty.
Scary.
I hate that shit.
That's the life I want to live. I want to be
out. I need a gun.
I want a big log cabin that's also modern with a lot of glass so that everyone out in the wilderness can see me.
All I think about is that movie, like that horror movie from like early 2000s or something, where like it's the only thing I remember is the girl being like on the phone with like police. They're like, it's coming from inside the house.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's
the call is coming from. That's the vibe.
That's like, is that where that saying originated?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it started, what was it? It wasn't
I forget
Scream,
what the,
was it?
It wasn't Scream. No, this was just some random one with like, she's literally like in a glass house in the woods
by
herself.
Was it Disturbia?
No. I'm telling you, I don't know the name of the movie.
It's not a popular
it's not like
movie.
It's not like a classic at all. I really want to know what the movie is.
The call is coming from inside the house.
No, Yeah, fuck that. I couldn't do that. The only way I could live like that is if I had a security system and a gun. Every room had a secret gun.
Bro, gun ain't gonna stop the ghouls.
But it make me feel
the boogeyman.
Cool proof, bro.
Dude, the Baba Duke. You think he gives a fuck that you got
I'm
a gat?
I'm shooting the Baba Duke.
Dude, Baba Duke's gonna get. I've already said it twice. I gotta chill. I gotta chill. We're recording in my apartment right now. This ain't no joke anymore.
And I'd probably put what's it called? A little bit of sage next to every every Glock had some sage next to it.
That's an Action Bronson lyric.
Sage drifting on my Glock 45 on the nightstand dresser. Smoking patchouli out the compressor.
My grandma had.
That's a real song?
No. Those are just absolute bars off my dome piece. No biggie. Right I'm just, there. You know, a talented lyricist.
Take advantage of my hip-hop ignorant white ass. Like
dude, I should have dropped 8 more on you. I can only rap like Action Bronson for 2 lines. Though. It's really hard. It's very poetic to try to rap like him.
I like talking about food like Action Bronson. Rapping like, eating the glizzy by the glazebo. Sucking down glizzies by the gazebo next to the waters of Rochester.
Like he always like shouts out random places.
Exactly.
And stuff. Yeah.
Chewing on saltwater taffy.
In Paramus. Exactly.
You gotta shout out niche neighborhoods and stops on trains. That's how you rap like Bronson. What was that? Oh, my grandma growing up, my redneck grandparents that I like grew up on their farm, they have this old farmhouse and it has a full on basement cellar. Like not just a basement, cellar areas that go all the way underneath the house in like both directions with stairs that go up out to the outside world on the side too. So you can fully like get in and out of the house through the basement. And when I tell you this is the scariest basement you've ever laid eyes on, like unfinished, literally one little light switch at the top of the stairs that turned on a light on the stairs, but that just lit up the stairs. So the rest of the basement's still pitch black. And to get the rest of the basement lit up, you have to walk into the middle and pull a string, dude. Literally, like my grandparents had directed a hit horror film.
Yeah,
they designed their basement to be as scary as possible.
Mine,
it's crazy.
Mine was the same. Mine had outside access. Yeah. And we always had to like lock. Like my dad had like 5 extra locks on that one.
Of course, dude. Because it's like a free.
So anybody can walk into your basement?
If you left it unlocked or they wanted to break in, yeah, they could get in under your house.
What's funny is my my sister, she wanted her own room, my middle sister.
No way.
And my dad like just put up walls in the corner of the basement. And she lived in a room in the basement with no windows next to the cave crickets.
Next to the fucking creature that lived under the house. Yeah. And she's in her room terrifying. Like painting her nails. Like, I love having my own room. It's
bro,
so great.
She would have to like go up 2 flights of stairs to shower.
Oh my god.
The shower was like upstairs in the main house. So she had to go up through our garage.
Oh my god.
Wooden steps.
You know those
times. I don't know why this was allowed to happen.
You know those times as a kid when you had to like run through a dark room
want
to be in?
Yeah.
That was every day for your sister.
No, literally.
A sprint through a scary place to go to the bathroom and come back.
Yeah. Like, it's like she, especially even if she like left the one light on, the string light, it was like a pretty long basement. So it was probably pitch black
to
her
right. You can just imagine the woman with the long stringy hair standing just beyond where the light reaches, you know?
Yep.
Dude, so fucking awesome. And as a kid who never got their own room, I understand where your sister was coming from.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it too. I don't know why she just like, I wasn't shoved into the basement. Dude, I was the youngest.
Yeah, you definitely should have been down there as the youngest.
I would have loved it, especially like I was a gamer. I was screaming at the TV.
Dude, you would have loved the basement.
Did you share your bedroom
with my middle sister until she did that? I don't know how old
she moved
was.
Into the basement.
She said, "Fuck this guy."
She literally didn't have windows.
That's awful.
That's the worst part.
Yeah,
that's awful. I would have moved into the Texas Chainsaw house if it would have gotten me my own room in middle school. I get really wanting your own room.
Oh yeah,
getting that privacy.
I had my own room. It was just me and my sister. So we, I remember having a room together, and I would like play pranks on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to a bigger house, mm-hmm. and then we had our own room. And then it sucked because I never keep my. I realized that I was the dirty one.
Yeah, you had to come to that realization.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, it's messy in here.
It's tough. It's a tough pill to swallow, yeah. man. It's yeah. a tough pill to swallow.
Well, yeah. After that's cool though. I went apple picking.
Yeah, you went apple picking this weekend.
Yeah, we got first time. Our fall shit.
With friend of the pod, Sasha Von D.
Sasha Von D. Yeah, it was
our illustrious guest.
Well, it was crazy because Sasha was just he would like pick an apple up, bite it, and then fucking throw it in like a random direction.
You can't take that kid anywhere, dude. What a maniac. At the orchard, that's like punishable by death.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing? But no one was there. And so we all started just launching apples. But I didn't pick any and launch them. I just picked some off the ground. And just like
so you guys were just, you went to this beautiful apple orchard and then you were just hucking Granny Smiths at each other?
Well, no, just literally in one direction.
Were there other people?
Yeah, but we walked deep into the orchard, so no one was like...
You walked into the lawless quadrant.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Where people fuck.
Yeah.
You went to the fucking section of the orchard. Yes.
Clocked some guy as he was about to nut.
What was that?
I'm about to come a bushel.
And then he started...
Caleb, I'm about to come Caleb.
Come back here.
Caleb, where are you going?
I have a red delicious for you.
Ew.
My penis is bleeding.
I have a dog penis. Caleb, look at my dog penis.
I call it the schnauzer.
It's my little schnauzer.
Oh, it's so nice to do an accent we're allowed to do.
Oh, yes.
For once.
Dip it in beer cheese.
Dip it in and roll around it.
So what was the vibe of this orchard? You and your girl and
Sasha and Shael. Yeah.
Y'all just went to the orchard together.
Yeah. Well, Sasha and my girlfriend have been wanting to go for a long time.
That was my question. Is like, yeah. who wanted to go to the orchard? That's not to be sexist. Yeah. Seems like a girl thing.
Yeah. Yes. 100%.
I don't know many dudes who are like, oh, dude, I'm itching to get to the orchard.
I think Sasha grew up doing it, so he has so many like happy childhood memories.
City
of
boy
it.
Memes yeah. of going upstate yeah. to pick apples and huck them at people.
Because like, I don't know where you guys grew up, but like they saw deer.
Yeah.
And everybody just started, oh my fucking God, fucking. And then
they
started walking
more
towards
more than
it.
The deer did.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, yo, don't go close to them. Don't go close. A deer will fuck you up. Leave them alone.
Will a deer fuck you
up? Yeah, bro. Their hooves are sharp as fuck.
You've had run-ins with the deer before?
I've had run-ins where they didn't back down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro.
Dude, you had a buck get bucked.
it
can be a doe, bro.
Too,
yeah.
Like,
they do make crazy noises. I guess me and my people, when a deer comes across us, they run because they know that we normally are trying to shoot
Southerners,
them.
Yeah.
Get him!
They know when people are armed.
Yeah, like, they've seen my grandpa's walls. It has 25 of their cousins hanging up
Yo,
on the walls.
That's fire. You got to bring one up.
Bro, I would love to. It's inexpensive shipping. Maybe I'll buy a flight on JetBlue and
put it just in the seat next to
fly a 10-point buck up in the middle seat next to it. Like, yeah, I got him this weekend. No big deal.
That's so funny.
I have a visceral memory of me and my friends just seeing like 9 deer on his lawn, and then we just started throwing rocks at them. Just fucking
Kevin's like, give me that apple. I'm gonna fucking hit this deer in the nose.
It was on the same street as. One time we were leaving that friend's house,
mm-hmm.
and my other friend, on his car radio, I was in his passenger seat, and he just started blasting porn on his car radio. So we were just driving around town like,
That's some dude
shit.
I bet
y'all were the coolest dudes in town.
Yeah, my friends were the coolest. I was like I was lower on the totem pole, I'd say.
Rolling up
to
the Sonic drive-in, blasting porn audio only.
Oh, fuck. Somebody skates up to you.
I'll have an Oreo blast.
Fuck.
Can you turn down the music?
Yeah. What is this, an audiobook?
You gonna cut me out, bro? You gonna cut out my Catskills story?
I'm gonna cut out that whole Catskills bullshit. No one cared about that. So lame. You didn't even tell us how much you fucked in the Catskills. You know that's what this pod audience is here to listen to.
Take me to
what
the
positions did y'all take?
Well, in the first night we were cold, so we stayed under the covers and just kind of like slid and just did sideways,
a little lazy boy.
Dude, threw it back to high school when you had to do it like a secret with your parents upstairs, little blanket over the lap action.
Have you
we
ever
still,
hid?
We had good sex.
Have you ever hidden your parents your girlfriend's house or whatever
in like high school?
Yeah,
no.
when they came home.
No, because girls would come to my place, and my parents didn't care if I locked the door, and I just—I didn't have that much sex. But like in college, like when I was home for the summer, I would do that too.
Kevin had cool parents that would let him bust.
I know they knew the drill. If I had a girl over, they knew drill. Not to bother.
I know our boys got to find
boys got needs.
He's coming back tonight. No, let him lock up.
Yeah. My mom. I mean, she must have known by all the times my little trash pail was filled with dishes.
Wait, because you didn't take your own garbage?
Because the women were soaking so much, he had to use tissues to mop it up.
No, that was she knew how I had needs because I just jacked off.
Yeah, of course. She had to.
There's no
chip
way
the tissues off the bottom of your. Waste basket with a fucking hammer and pickaxe, like chipping everything off.
King.
Oh, Kevin.
Using like one of those ice scrapers for your windshield.
On the floor of your room, getting socks up like it's frost on a windshield.
Oh,
dude.
Fuck.
God damn. I just want to go to work.
I'll just buy him new socks for the love of Christ.
Have you ever hid?
No, I didn't. I had one of those girlfriends in high school that was like,
Let's wait till marriage.
Good Christian. I still fooled around a little bit, but it wasn't anything serious.
Yeah.
Okay with the Mormons.
I was in all the loopholes of
the
Bible.
The devil's doorway.
Butt fucked. We totally butt fucked on a trampoline, so that way I didn't have to hump. We just bounced back and forth. It's the slam balls loophole.
I love that. Some people
know about that.
I wonder, is that a common thing that they do?
What?
In like...
Mormons? Mormons soak.
Or no, Tennessee.
Tennessee, they just fuck.
Oh.
I just happened to have a girlfriend who was particularly pious.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Most of the women at my high school
Christian
were far like. Less so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you found a wholesome one.
No shade to them. I'm proud of them. I say keep it up. Hope the kids are good.
You ever hook up with someone from high school, like when you were in college, and then like
Ooh.
Back on like when you like when Ooh, you came
no,
from college,
I never got the
ch-
I never
the
got
rendezvous?
The chance. No.
No.
No, because I usually like had a girl in college, so I didn't come back.
Oh
that
yeah,
often.
You're like a wife guy, right?
Yeah,
you're such a wife guy.
No, I had 2 years in college where I was sowing my wild oats.
All right,
and I was a little rapscallion.
Yeah, no, I was literally, bro, I just went to like a flashback of
Caleb blacked out. He was in a fucking puss hole
I've been
there.
Single. I've been single for 11 years, bro.
Had a Raven Simone puss flashback. Like, all the vulvas of decades past flash before your eyes.
Well, I never had sex with anybody that I went to high school with.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Except
even
that teacher that got you.
Yes.
Got?
No. But I did find out one of my mentors in high school, not in high school, college.
Uh-oh.
He got.
He was a little too mentor.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't get got. He did the got get it.
He got the got.
He got the got.
And
he
I
got
also
the
found
got,
out.
Then got.
Yes.
Yeah. He got after getting got.
Yeah.
And it made me feel like I was undesirable.
Oh.
I was like, damn, that nigga never tried nothing with me.
He got gay got.
Yeah, he got gay got.
He got gay got with gay guys, but he never tried to gay get you.
No.
Damn.
He never tried to gay get.
And that's why you dress to the nines now.
100%.
Trying to prove him wrong.
Me.
Pick me.
I'll never walk out the house not matching again. Bet your fucking bottom dollar on that.
I'm fucking dead. But dude, no, yeah,
that's crazy. Did y'all's high schools have any fun scandals like that? Like,
yeah, there's a gym teacher woman who fucked a student.
Damn, was she?
Was he the man?
He was like, I wasn't really friends with him. Yeah, I mean, people were like, "Oh shit, that's crazy."
Yeah, it was more of that.
She was like, yeah, she was like attractive, I guess. You know, one friend was really mad because he was like, "Fuck," because when she got. He was like, fuck, dude, I was next. he had been flirting with her so much. He knew. He was like,
God damn it,
mad.
I was in the batter's box. I was about to
so
get
so fucking funny.
I was on deck. He had that little weight around his dick. He was swinging it back and forth. He was about to get in
there. Ups,
yes,
he was doing dick ups, bro.
He had chalked up his hands. He was ready, and then the fucking ump called a timeout. Said, "Sorry, the cops are here."
Yeah.
Pause that dodgeball game.
And then there was there was a news story about it.
Of course.
And they came to our school, and me and my friends, I don't know if I was there. Mm-hmm. I think I wasn't with them. My friends were like,
they got
walking
interviewed.
Around. They got interviewed, and they were like walking around with their shirts off. So these picture. There's four 17-year-olds getting interviewed about a pedophilia scandal with their shirts off.
We're
on
going live
the news.
We're going live to Westport High School, where all the children are naked and walking.
Where there's a super,
you know, one
makes sense
like,
scandal happening.
Bunch of hot little boys walking around with
and
no clothes, like
the
guys just
happened.
Watching. Like, hold on, where did
And then the best part is my friend. They had a basketball and he was like dribbling around next to the camera and the camera guy, they put this in the news story. The camera guy put it in him messing up a through the legs. he dribbled through his legs and it just went rolling and they put it in.
You should fucking find that.
I need to find
that. And send
that
to him.
I mean, he had it on like Facebook for
a long time.
As someone who worked in local news for a while, that is really funny that people made a choice.
Oh yeah, the editor was like, "That's hilarious."
The editor wanted to have a fun day.
Yeah,
and he left
these fucking
that in.
Idiot teenagers
trying to show off
some
during
B-roll
a serious
shit.
Story that happened to one of their classmates.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't even remember what they said either. I think they literally were just like, "Oh yeah, I don't know. She's like nice to us.
I always thought she was hot." You're like spinning the ball on your finger with no shirt on.
Bro. My friend's like, "Totally thought I was about to bone her."
Yeah, I was next up. She actually told me I was next up.
Fucking
so.
Narcs.
I had a hot gym teacher in middle school.
Mm.
It was this white lady with the fattest booty I have
ever
seen.
Oh my goodness.
And I just remember
Colorado.
Colorado. Land of the Pogs.
She had that
Land of the Pogs.
No,
I wish a pog taught me dodgeball, dude. That would have been a great.
Bro, I remember I hit her with the ball, and she was like, "You fucking broke my nail." And then she beamed the shit out of me with the ball.
She talk like that?
Yeah,
fucking
broke my nail. That
would
have done something for me, too. I get it. Nothing like getting blasted in the face in dodgeball to really sexually awaken
by
you.
By a thick pog with a lot of power.
She hit me in the nuts.
Fucking
whap! One time,
broke her nail, bro.
One time during dodgeball, we had these like foam balls that didn't really hurt.
The
that
gator
bad.
Balls.
Yeah, and gator skin balls.
Yeah, and I remember from like the back of the like basketball court to like mm-hmm. the other side of the gym. I saw the girl I had a crush on, and I was like, "Oh, I'll just like hit her." And I've never thrown such an accurate throw in my life.
It's always
she
how
was
it
like,
goes.
"I'm over there throwing it across." This girl gets rocked in the side of the head, starts crying immediately starts crying, and I just like walked away.
What is it? How is it that girls in gym class, you could throw a ping pong ball at them, but it would rock them like a hurricane, dude? That happened all the time in gym class. You'd spike a volleyball.
It would tie this to the most cherubic looking girl.
The most innocent one.
Yeah, the fucking angel face, like
leave
dumb.
A mark on her face. Yeah. Like it just always hits with such velocity.
Yep. And you're like, God damn.
My gym teacher, he was like literally pitched in the major leagues for the Mariners.
Whoa.
Like at one point, like very briefly. But he would be in gym class playing volleyball with, like, he was usually the freshman gym teacher. Mm-hmm. And he spiked on everyone. And he would hit a girl in the head and be like, I don't discriminate.
Dude, a woke king. A true woke king. I'll spunk on any of y'all.
And he was just he would like talk shit to us.
That's
like,
awesome. Well, that dude rocks.
Yeah, that guy's
he got a taste of the glory he wanted his whole life, and then he's like, time to bring this back to my hometown and absolutely coast off this shit for the rest of my life.
Yeah, well, he later became the athletic director, and then I think he might be the superintendent now.
Oh,
he
my
moved
God.
Up
well,
in the
dude,
world.
Fuck me, then.
Started dating one of the secretaries that worked in the front office.
Oh, he made it, dude. He's back in the major leagues just like that.
Yeah.
My girlfriend told me she's a... I'm not going to say what she's... What she told me about that her coworker is dating a student that... No, I think he married a student.
She used to be a student. Then
my school has one of those.
Same here.
My school has one.
That's
like
taught
crazy.
There in his 20s.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And then met a student, and then they started hooking up.
And now
after
he's 50 with a dime wife. She's like 29.
And I'm like, what the fuck was that game that he put on her that was just like?
Well, that's like it's funny because my sister is like almost 10 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So this guy was single when she was in school.
Yeah.
And then I think married someone like a couple grades above her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, and she would be like, yeah, he was like weird and creepy.
Of course. Back then. Yeah. It was
and
like,
now when I was in high school, he just didn't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah. He had accomplished
his.
He had accomplished his task.
He destroyed the ring.
Yeah. Exactly.
He destroyed the one ring.
Now he's here to spike on middle schoolers.
Yeah.
Which I'll admit also sounds like
this guy was like an English teacher or something.
Oh, nice.
It's always the English teacher.
Fucking horny freaks.
Yeah.
Writing their fan fiction.
There's no such thing as a cool math teacher. I hated all my math teachers.
Dude, I actually had a cool math teacher.
Really?
Yeah, he was cool because I sucked at math, and he would talk shit to me about it. It made me like him.
Yeah.
He's like, damn, you're not good at this. I'm like, I know, brother, I know. This shit is hard. And we would always eat and chill in his room at lunch because we had one of those high schools where you could eat wherever in the high school. Mm. Like you could, that was like our privilege,
sweet.
I guess.
That's
you can go
sweet,
eat
yeah.
in the hallway if you want. About Irene, our wonderful co-producer who sometimes helps us do the show and sometimes doesn't. And, you know, she comes and goes.
Josh's slam piece.
Yeah, my main
time.
Bitch, as I call her. long time slam piece.
Long-time slam piece, first-time producer.
First-time collaborator, yeah. First-time podcast producer, long-time slam piece. Irina sent through some topics for us to discuss on the pod today, which we haven't really needed. We've been absolutely cooking with fucking fire and making podcasting history for these last 40 minutes, but we can go over these last few topics to make sure we finish with a bang.
Strong.
Give everyone some fun content that feels topical to them.
And relatable.
So it sounds like Bill Clinton did a eulogy at Ethel Kennedy's funeral. And allegedly, during the eulogy, he somehow hints or alludes to the fact that they used to bang.
How would you do it? Like you said, like how would you do that though?
Let me read what he said. He said, "I thought your mother was the cat's meow." Bill said about the late 96-year-old. She would flirt with me in the most innocent ways. He continued to cautious laughs in the audience. The former president pressed on, seemingly making another joke about how she had 11 children. I remember once I said, you know, we're not at replacement population anymore, and all the politics are anti-immigrant. What are we going to do? We need more people like you, he recounted, joking to Kennedy about her large brood. So this is some 96-year-old lady who had like a fucking ton of kids, 34 grandkids, 11 kids of her own, and Bill's like, yeah, we used to smash.
Yeah, if you're having 11 kids, you must be hot. You must have got that
She
dish.
Was an absolute piece. I remembered seeing her back in the day and wanting to put a 12th baby in that bitch. That's so
her,
fun.
Saw all her kids and said, I'm next.
I said, count me in.
I get it.
I love it. Count me in. That's so funny to do at someone's funeral, though, like in front of their family, like, let me tell you, your grandmother was a great time.
She was a real live wife.
We loved having her at the frat house. People would always chant, pants off, pants off. Every time she'd come in, she was the life of the party.
Pants off Ethel. That's what we used to call her.
Pants off Patricia. She really...
Well, she really knew how
it's
to
It's kind of weird. It's
going.
An open casket. First time I've seen her with her pants on.
surprised this casket's as open as her legs were back at Phi Mu Delta back in the 30s. And you want to talk about accepting she had sex with the people of every creed, every race.
There's not a racist
he
bone
turns
in
it every race. It goes back to politics.
There wasn't a racist bone in that lady unless she wanted it.
Patricia was
Patricia and her hard-working American pussy. We got to keep jobs in this country.
The trickle-down pussonomics of Patricia taught
Patricia,
me a lot.
Patricia could have taken out a couple of massage parlors with what she did.
Dude, don't let Patricia loose in Chinatown. Well, RIP to her. Shout out to Bill continuing to get off some hilarious quips.
It's crazy.
I feel like that's Bill's whole personality is just like a guy.
Yeah.
That's who we let that guy be president. We let my comedic stage persona of like last year when I was just a guy who just had sex on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That was who we let be president.
Dude, that's all it takes. Be a guy who's kind of cool about having sex and we're like, fuck yeah, brother.
you could tell it's all he cares about.
That it really was. I think it's always been all he cares about.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was just president to get on the Epstein's
Well, that's,
island.
It's like, it's Mulaney's.
I finally made it.
Yeah.
It's all come up to this.
It's Mulaney's story where he would be on, like, campus with Mulaney's mom and just would stand outside the library. Hey, can I walk you home? Hey, can I walk you home to, like, every woman out there? I'm just like, yeah, that dude is the horniest
Would
man
Would you rather
ever.
Me walk behind you by 10 feet or can I walk with you? It's going to be one of the two.
The most consensual horny dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, not consensual. He's like, either I walk with you or I walk behind you. Your choice.
Either way,
either
you're
way,
getting
I'm taking
home.
A sniff.
I will catch your scent. He's like a NASCAR. I will draft off your wake.
Wake for me, baby.
Is that Polo Ralph Lauren I smell? I love that. Let's see. What else did Irina send through? New Tyler, the Creator album coming out.
I love
I don't got much
Tyler.
For that.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of him. Yeah. The new single sounded nice. I look forward to having a good album to listen to.
I don't know anything about
Tyler.
Yeah.
Tyler's the man. He's the only one who's been able to go from screaming the F slur to now being accepted and loved by everyone. He's the only one who's pulled off that.
Really?
Yes.
He pulled off some crazy jujitsu, but I think it's because he's like, I kissed a boy.
And he's almost all his friends are.
Well, now we find out, come to find out, most rappers have kissed a boy.
Yeah, yes. It kind of seems that way.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You let that slur rip, you can be kissing boys soon enough.
The boys will find you and be like, I heard what you said about me.
Yeah.
Kiss.
Yeah. I heard you using that word. Are you ready to own it or what? You ready
That's what
to
Diddy's
be about
parties
it?
Were for, though.
Yeah, Diddy was just all about, don't talk about it, be about it.
Be about it.
Don't talk about it, be about it, baby. Welcome to Diddy Party.
Diddy Party.
Diddy
Party. Hey, what's up, Diddy Party?
Diddy Party.
Maybe I'll listen to some Tyler.
Oh, he's awesome. His albums are really, really good. Sydney Sweeney is bulking up to play a boxer. In a movie.
Huh. Mm.
Let's Ronda hope it Rousey? All goes to the cans. Am I right, America? Hey, yo. Couple of heavyweights. Now, let's see what this movie is. I'll do some producer research.
Ronda Rousey's bio flip.
Dude, that'd be sick. Maybe she could play Hope Solo in a movie.
Oh,
beat
my
the
God.
Shit out
you
of
know
her
what's
boyfriend.
Funny, though? I don't
I'd
like,
love to see that.
Could a boxer, and this is an earnest question, could a woman boxer successfully box with those enormous jugs? Those are just two fucking.
Okay.
Those are just two.
I didn't know where that question was going, and then it took
a
turn that I liked. Right?
Yeah. Those are just
like
two goddamn targets.
Dude, two speed bags right there on your chest. Just ready to be. Absolutely. Just pounding a pair of big naturals, dude. That's awesome.
I feel like that would be
it's got to be like a nut shot in UFC. It's got to be off limits.
It's like, I mean, she could never, like Sydney Sweeney could never make it as a gymnast.
No.
Just body.
She's too top heavy. Throw off.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
that's. I'm sure there's some good gymnasts, but I'm not saying, but the ones who make it.
Yeah. They ain't stacked like that.
Compact. stacked.
They ain't stacked like that.
They ain't stacked. Yeah,
can't do a floor routine with all three of you. It just doesn't work.
I mean, we saw that in the Olympics with the French pole vaulter with the huge hog.
Yeah, dude. That poor man with his giant cock.
Yeah. Imagine same thing. Pole vaulter with huge cans. They're getting caught on the bar.
I would say,
I actually did watch that.
Losing the Olympics because you have a huge cock is better than winning the Olympics.
Gold, yeah, with for
a
your country.
Cock. Yes.
For your country. Yes. 100%.
Yes.
If you had to pick, what would you pick?
Yeah, I would want the huge gold? Cock.
Huge cock
huge
and
cock,
bronze.
No medal.
no medal at all. You don't even get
huge
bronze.
Huge cock, no medal, no hesitation. Huge cock, no medal.
Huge cock, Olympic
and
talent.
And everyone knows
around
you have a
the
huge
world,
dick.
Mushroom, nationally. Mushroom stamp scene round the globe.
Internationally.
It made
Man,
waves.
That's such a good feeling.
Seismic dick stamp.
I wonder where he's at now.
Dude, he's fucking.
Yeah,
he's in some pussy right now.
He's
pole vaulting into some pussy right now.
Put that picture of him pole vaulting and with his penis on field.
Yes.
And then just put, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me. I would do it, and then I'd be like, I didn't even use a pole to vault up there.
Maybe.
I went off my own cock, and then my cock hit the bar.
So Sydney Sweeney shows off her mullet and muscles as
she
boxer Christy Martin in her new sports biopic. She's been immersed in training. She's got some guns on her. Sydney Sweeney, she gunned up. Hell yeah.
She looks good with a mullet. She pulls that off.
Hollywood actors can also just bulk up and slim down as they please.
Well, it's because it's their fucking job. They're like, I have to work today. And then it's like eating a nutritionist's meal and working out for 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's like, man, that must be tough, dude.
Work.
What a life.
That must be tough. Well, I'll see the movie. Whatever.
I'm going to watch it.
I don't care. Heavyweight? Sure. I'll watch it.
What other movies is she in?
She's not in anything good.
Oh, I watched Madam.
She's
yeah,
not in
right,
a single
right.
thing that's good. I don't
she's
think I've
in,
seen.
White Lotus is good.
White Lotus.
I no, but movie-wise.
Yeah, I don't know about movies. She's in that like romance movie with Glenn Powell.
I'm not watching that shit.
Yeah, the romance chick flick with Glenn Powell. She's in a movie where she's like a soldier.
What?
Which I laughed at.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Like, soldiers don't look so like you, baby girl. Sorry. I've seen the Rotsy girls, okay? You don't got a lot of Sweeneys doing the damn monkey bars, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Have you seen the thing on, like, Twitter and TikTok? It'll be, like, a hot soldier girl, and then someone will be like, it's a fucking plant! It's not real!
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely... Like,
yes.
You see, like, an IDF.
Yo, the IDF... No,
the
I
IDF
think that's,
baddies.
Those are, that's real. I've looked at so many of theirs before the conflict. I was like, woo!
The sexiest war crimes you've ever seen committed.
Well, it's funny because the IDF, I remember reading this a long time ago, or like months ago, that the IDF has the highest percentage of women in its army.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is about to be the most inclusive genocide of all time.
About to be the cattiest genocide ever.
Woke as hell.
They redid the Victoria's Secret show, but everything looked poor, and Tyra Banks closed out the show. All right, Irina, this is a guy's show. We don't give a fuck about Victoria's Secret.
That's so fun.
Then she sent P. Diddy and Mudang through, which we
I hate that shit.
Which one?
Mudang.
Oh, you love P. Diddy, though.
P. Diddy. he's fallen farther and farther from grace.
Dude, P. Diddy, yeah. You know, there's nothing new to say. Why do you hate Mudang?
It's just like so annoying what everybody gets obsessed with. Like,
it is a cute little hippo.
But
you
they have Mudang, they have the rhino, then they have that giant fucking penguin.
I actually don't. The other two, what?
Yeah, who?
what part of the internet are
talking
you
talking about? Paw Patrol right now?
No, bro. Like, they have like it's a whole. I don't know why it keeps on showing. My girlfriend keeps on fucking sending me the video.
So your girlfriend's deep in the cute animal algo.
No, and Ryan. I forget his last name.
C-Wiz?
No.
This is not C-Wiz content.
My
I
homeboy.
I found an interesting video.
Yeah, another
hippo the other day.
Yeah,
Mudang.
Yeah.
You're telling me that Mudang greases up 24.
The most moist little thing I've ever seen.
No, that stuff is ridiculous.
You're tired of Mudang.
Yeah, bro.
Get Mudang off your Mudang timeline.
Why does everybody care? There was a fucking lotion ad for Mudang from like using
maybe
Mudang
it's Maybelline.
Yeah,
that's
like
who they hired instead of you. They hired fucking Mudang.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
I will say, lubed up, Mudang looks like a thick hog. I saw an aerial view of Mudang. Looked like a BBC to me. We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel for takes on Mudang. My other take that was also stolen and made better by the internet was that I think Mudang would be absolutely delicious to eat.
Oh
that
my
was
god,
my other
Mudang
take.
Looks so fucking good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've never wanted
that.
To eat a hippo.
I tried
until
it at a mic and no one laughed, and then I saw it the next day on Twitter and someone had done it a lot better and I was like,
yeah,
god
it was
damn
like
it.
A guy's group chat.
Yeah, exactly.
What did they say?
They just described how they would cook.
How Mudang. They would prepare Mudang, but they like did a really nice, intricate job of like describing everything that they would do.
Oh, okay.
Like
and
it,
then
it
was in a group chat, and then their other friend responded like, yeah, I would put this guy on your fantasy
team. Yeah, yeah.
Like responded to a different
It got
text.
Completely ignored, and they were talking about fantasy.
Yeah. Which
oh,
is good podcast
it.
Content.
Of
just
course.
Ripping off Twitter. Us. Whatever. You know, Twitter rips off other content. We can,
exactly.
We can rip,
we can
off,
rip
Twitter.
Off Twitter. You guys playing fantasy this year?
Yeah, dude.
Fantasy football?
How's your team looking, bro?
I'm pretty good. I'm in second place. It's just a four-person fantasy league.
That's the saddest shit I've ever heard.
It's just like my family, like my sister, her boyfriend, and my dad.
Dude.
And like
y'all
my
got
dad
it.
Definitely like always cares the most, and his team's always the fucking worst. He's 0-5. His ass is 0-5. Me and my sister,
dude,
are
this
dominating.
Is like a make a wish yeah. for your dad oh, at this point.
Rena,
come on in, Rini.
Irina's here.
I do. I gotta tell you this. Y'all need to add more people to that fantasy league. Four person fantasy league's
yeah.
the saddest
sad.
Thing I've ever
we
heard.
We used to like have other people in, but
yeah,
no one
they
else
all
paid
drop
attention.
Out.
They
yeah.
just didn't pay attention. So
yeah,
it was just
I'm convinced.
It's not a money. It's not a money thing.
Of course, yeah.
Wait, so what fun. Are you playing for?
You just
they're playing
win.
For their dad. Obviously, they just want
no,
him to feel loved.
For,
why else would they
in?
Participate in a four person fantasy? You guys probably all have amazing teams. If there's
oh,
only
yeah.
four teams,
I score like 170 points every week. Dude, I've got like Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs,
I mean,
Chris Godwin, Drake London.
I mean, come on, this isn't even
Bijan
fun.
Robinson, George Kittle. It's kind of crazy.
That's pretty funny if just two people start a fantasy league and you each get half the league. And you both just
it's kind of hard because you're like, all these players are really good.
Yeah, it's an
like
embarrassment
my,
of riches.
My bench, this is my bench.
Yeah.
I have Patrick Mahomes. I do. Because he's been playing like shit.
NFL MVP on the bench.
Yeah, David Montgomery, Jaden Reed.
Yeah.
I picked up David Montgomery and Jaden Reed from free agency.
Of course. Of course. Because there's only four teams.
Yeah, they don't know. They're not going to.
That's so funny.
Well, how many people are in your league?
Oh, I'm in two different leagues, and they each have 10 people.
Yeah.
What's the pot?
That's how it's supposed to be.
Pot is like $20 a person usually, so it's like $200. It's not a big deal, but it's fun, you know. I'm convinced most guys are the only reason we're still in some of these fantasy leagues is to like keep childhood friendships alive.
Yeah.
Childhood friendships that are like on the coals, like yeah. about to go out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you're like, this is all we have left. Is fucking drafting and talking draft.
My girlfriend plays Wordle with her family. Like
yeah.
They sent it in a group chat. To
they use Wordle to keep
yeah.
their family alive.
Yeah.
Our family needs something.
Well, like, just because a lot of them live alone, so they'll send it in.
Yeah.
Like, send it to each other. To just like, all right, I checked in. I'm alive. And
I
like,
love
that's,
that.
That's why I imagine.
I like to imagine, season. Like, a just the most quiet Mulheron Thanksgiving. It's just cutlery hitting plates, and then Kevin's like, so I picked up Drake London off the free agency wire.
Her mom's like, who's that? Is that someone you go to school with?
My dad's like, shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up. I'm 0-5. I fucking hate fantasy. Why are we even doing this? I don't even like this. Who is this for?
Oh, I've never played fantasy. But
dude, don't get into it. You.
I.
It's
yeah.
It's like, now that sports gambling is legal, fantasy makes absolutely no sense. It makes no sense to play fantasy sports to me anymore. Like, I can just bet on the game now. This used to be like a loophole for betting.
Okay.
You know? Like, it's how you and your boys could all kind of gamble on sports together in a way that felt fun and involved. But
yeah.
Now everyone has jobs and lives, and some people have, like, kids.
Yeah, they can't.
It's like, who are we kidding?
Yeah.
Let's just bet on FanDuel.
I like sports betting. I don't do it all the time.
I'd
I barely
it.
Watch sports, but
I'd
when
love
I do,
it. Dude, it's the best. One of my buddies, I know that he's addicted because he was sending me parlays on women's basketball finals today. He's like, I need Allie to get 6 rebounds. I'm like, dude, you have a fucking problem.
Is this the guy I played with?
This is Corey. This is the dog I shouted out. Corey.
I hope Corey.
He'll listen.
Start,
yeah. Dude, I got
the episode on such a high.
And then at the end, it's me doing a full on.
At the end, he's just going to be like, oh, fuck.
I just exposed Corey's new addiction that he has.
I feel like he's not addicted. I feel like it's like, I think you should just bet more money and do more complex.
This is why he loves the show, because you support him like that. Huh?
Did I play soccer with Corey?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, him. Yeah, that dude's cool.
Yeah, he's the man, but he loves gambling on sports now, and he's really gotten into it this season.
Is he good at it?
Eh. You know, who is? that's kind of the point of gambling, is that no one's really that good at it. Yeah. Everyone loses.
My two college friends, Mike and Sean,
Dude, shouts out Mike and Sean,
They definitely don't listen to this.
Fuck yeah. We'll fuck them then. We'll bleep their names.
No, they got into sports betting before it was legal.
Yeah.
And, like, just had a bookie.
You just have a small town bookie. Who'll break your fucking legs if you don't pay him.
They were degenerate gamblers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was crazy.
It's a fun addiction, man.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Did they ever have any run-ins with their college bookie? What did the college book? I feel like college.
Just some kid on the lacrosse team, you know, one of those rich pieces of shit.
I'll hit you with my stick if you don't pay up, bro.
No, Charles, I'm sorry.
You owe me $20 for that Padres parlay.
I thought it was gonna hit.
Dude, everyone's watching baseball right now, and I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
It's pretty cool.
The Mets and all the upsets and all that.
I just don't like baseball.
Me neither.
I'm excited for it. It's a big time for New York fans.
Did you ever play?
Yeah.
Yeah, as a kid.
It's fun to play.
I hated
till the kids started pitching. Then those little fuckers started throwing the ball too hard. I was like, I am out, dude.
Nah, dude, I love that shit.
I hated it.
The best feeling was when I got... Like in high school, I got a hit off this kid who like went D1.
Oh,
like
damn.
A pitcher. Like he threw like 90.
Fuck yeah!
It's crazy.
You
like,
took him. You took him for a single.
Once a single, and then I bunted and it went over his head. And
damn.
It like went in the back of the infield because he threw it so hard.
Dude.
And he like. It's crazy when they throw it really hard, the ball like rises. Like I'm like, oh, that's what makes like major league pitchers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, you see the movement on like a slider thrown by major league pitcher. It's impossible.
It's insane.
I can't see the ball.
Yeah,
I
you don't.
Even, yeah, it just.
I didn't have the eyesight for baseball.
Too dyslexic for baseball.
Yes.
They're like throw a 4-seam fastball. You're like, what's a seam? Like, this is just making us X on here.
Yeah, like,
I literally bunted every single thing. My coach hated me.
Damn, bunt specialist
bunted,
Caleb Clark.
But I bunted but I was quick enough to fucking.
You
run
You could
to
get
base.
On base.
Yeah, but you just
that was my technique as a kid was. Get on base, get walked by any means necessary, steal my way to third, and then hope someone hits me in.
Yeah.
That was the play. They couldn't
exactly
pick me off on the bases. I was good on the bases.
Except for one time I had a umpire who recognized me from playing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you're going to let a soccer player steal bases on you?
Oh, damn.
And then they looked at me.
Started some inter sport rivalry.
I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, fuck that ref.
And like,
fuck that ump.
Yeah, what the hell? Why is the ump talking shit?
I have no
like
idea.
Like, he's a coach.
Yeah.
You know, this little foot fairy still here. You're going to do that? All right, let's go. Ball one.
You let little Lionel Messi over there steal your fucking second base? Come on now.
But I would play I would play baseball in soccer shoes.
It didn't help. Mm. I think the reason I hated baseball is because I always had, like, bad coaches in baseball. Mm. I always had, like, angry, fat. Dip in the mouth kind of coach.
Yeah, my little league in town team, my dad coached,
mm-hmm.
and he was always like, let's go out there and have a good time. You know,
he's like, any of y'all want to join my fantasy football league?
Like,
we've only got 4 teams. I really, really need to flesh this thing. That's nice of your dad.
But the like travel team of like the good kids in town.
That's
the,
when it's too much.
The dads who coached that were fucking. Piece of shit assholes.
Yes, dude.
Who like thought their kids were going pro for sure.
And the moms were like mean bimbos in the stand. They're like,
that's right, Justin, good hit, baby.
I think about those people because I think about those people now and I'm like, what do they do? Like their whole entire life is revolved around this child's sports.
Well, yeah, when that guy inevitably flames out after high school.
And oh, dude, there was one kid who his dad coached us, and when his dad coached our football team, he was the quarterback.
Uh-huh.
And he would have a mental breakdown every play.
Yeah.
We need to fucking do it, guys. Like, he would just be freaking. Like, his eyes were bulging out of his head because his dad was like, beating the shit out of him for like throwing an interception.
Abusing me at home for my completion percentage right now.
I remember being in football practice just fucking around the whole entire time. Because my friend's dad was also like that, but my friend was also really good. So he would just sit.
Well, it makes you great.
Yes.
It's proven that it works.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
But I just remember being in football practice and everything, like the linemen would be in a huddle. And everybody, you've been hitting the head with a football, like with your helmet on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just kind of it'll rock you, but it doesn't
hurt.
It's
like donks you.
Yeah. And so we would just fucking be fucking footballs at the end of the field.
Dude, your coach is standing off to the side watching you guys like, oh my God, this team's fucking doomed. We're just throwing the ball at each other's head, concussing each other.
We had this one coach in my high school football team who was like such a fucking, he was just like a douche idiot. He just was like a 25-year-old like at the time that's
of course
older than you.
Of course.
And he was like the type of guy, and I'm gonna justify, he is the type of guy who like added girls from our high school
on Facebook and Snapchat
after they graduated. He was that guy. I remember my one friend Ian would like mess with him all the time. And one time he farted on him during practice, and the coach was like, "Bro, you just fucking fart on me!" Like really loud. Like, there's nothing more disrespectful than just loudly crop dusting a man on purpose,
dude.
And he's such a fucking like dweeb idiot. He was like, "Bro, you fucking fart on me!"
So funny.
Take a lap. You better fucking at him.
Take a lap.
We just laughed at.
We had one better. We had one of our football coach had a daughter that was at the high school. And one of the boys on the team started hitting the daughter.
Yeah.
And that first football practice where everyone knew, there's nothing funnier. It's so funny to watch a coach be like, legally, I can't really say much about this because, like, it's my job and stuff. Yeah. But also, like, he still let the guy know, like, yeah, I'm keeping an eye on your ass, you know? Like, don't fucking test me, okay? I already know you're hitting my daughter.
I dare you.
Exactly. That's just a funny dynamic to watch people go through.
I had a soccer coach who didn't speak a lick of English.
Oh, so y'all were good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, my fucking coach only spoke English. You knew we were doomed.
No, bro. I had to have one of my homies, like, translate anytime. He was from Peru, and he was speaking like a different type of Spanish.
Yeah.
And my other homie would just translate for me what he wants me to do. And I'm like, oh, okay.
He's like, coach says you suck dick. Coach said you played awful today. Little angry Peruvian guy staring at you.
No, that he was fire.
That's awesome.
But he also, I think... he was a crazy fucking dude. Like, he rode his bike everywhere. He ran we had to run 2 miles before practice and 2 miles after, and he ran with us. He was like,
dude,
he loved
was an absolute dog, dude.
He played the guitar and sang.
Oh, suavemente.
That was okay, sick.
There we go. There's our camera. Our camera's cutting off.
Boom.
We wrapping up.
We can wrap it up. We got anything else we want to plug or say? Trying to think, like we said, Zach will be back. We have a show, but this isn't going to come out before the show, so it's like
follow
our pod's
at Waho
not great.
Mike on Waho Show, excuse me.
Yeah, follow
Instagram.
At Waho Show on Instagram. We
follow
have a
all of us.
We have a show at the Stand. Yeah, follow at Caleb Makes Sense at It's Kevy.
Yes,
at Joshua Lampley at
Friend Island UK.
Friend Island UK
at. Fit Check
Comedy.
Damn, we all do a lot of stuff.
Meat Cats Comedy at IRIDCZE or some shit if you want to follow Irina. You need a better handle, baby girl. I don't know how to. Oh. Irina CDZE.
I do. It does roll off my tongue when I read it.
Arena City.
Arena CDZE.
Arena CDZE.
Arena CDZE.
Arena Chidzi.
Chidzi.
Arena Chidzi.
You got anything you want? We tried to talk about your topics.
We did.
Some. Yeah, we talked about Sydney Sweeney bulking up.
Yeah, we talked about how it'd be hard for a female boxer to have cans that big because they're just two big targets.
Like,
oh, that's a good point. So Irina's making the point she could go on the offensive with
those
things.
Me and Josh were saying it was a speed bag.
Speed bags, yeah.
If you got punched in the boob, do you think, how bad does it getting punched in the, does it, is it like balls equivalent?
Irina's claiming that getting punched in the tit doesn't hurt as bad as people say it is. Yeah. But what if you got this? Maybe it depends on the size of your cans.
Nipples.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just take mine.
Yeah, just come talk into one.
You're by the camera, so we can still use all of that.
Not for the pod, we can't though.
No, it's
there'll be a meat bar.
It's all right. Okay. It's all right.
My friend Emma got meat her bar. Nipples pierced.
Uh huh.
Shout out Emma. She didn't listen
Emma.
To the pod.
She'd love it if I were talking about this. She had beautiful nipple piercings. They were wonderful, and
there
was beautiful nipple piercings.
They were beautiful.
Tell me a nipple piercing that's ugly.
Everyone who saw them said, "Wow, what? Such great nipple piercing."
Have you
piercing.
Seen a fucked up nipple piercing?
Here's the thing.
Have you ever seen a bad one? Yeah. You ever seen a wonky one?
Yeah. No.
Where it's just like in the bottom of the boob. It's not even.
That often, so
it's not even in the nipple, it's just through the hook, the meat of the boob. Like, yeah, he really missed. I don't know.
We were both drunk,
yeah, dude.
Okay, wait, listen. So
like a largemouth bass that got caught with a spin reel just through the boob.
Gotcha.
Anyway,
the piercer's holding her up just like a fish. She's just.
That's so funny. It's so funny.
No, listen. So my friend,
the big titted bass.
Take me to the river.
Look, she got her nipple pierced, and then one day she was changing. She took off her shirt.
No.
A bracelet got caught.
No.
And it exactly what you think.
No.
It ripped out. Did she cry?
It's like
listen, women have high pain tolerance.
It's like the god in 300 when they put that arrow through all his nose rings. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Xerxes?
Yeah.
That's definitely exactly what that was.
So
like.
She felt like Xerxes. She's like, my nipple piercing. That hurt so bad. My nipple's absolutely fucked now.
Isn't that how he talked?
Didn't he have like the deepest voice ever?
He does, yeah.
That my nipple piercing got absolutely
jacked
up.
That's what I'm saying. Like getting tit injured is not the same as getting nipple injured. It's on a million different levels because there's so many nerves.
Oh
there.
My
yeah.
god!
That is more
just
penis
bleed,
head.
Just bleeding out the. Ugh.
I bet
the areola.
I belly flopped on my nipples.
On your titties.
Bare skin.
Oh no! Your titties popped,
bro.
I exploded
my nipples, bro.
One time off a diving board when me and my friends were skinny dipping, I did a side flip and I slapped my penis on the water. Thought I'd leave you guys with that.
His dick hit the water like Nessie, dude. Like a breaching
like,
great
it
white.
Stung, it stung so much. It was like belly flopping. So like I did a so okay. So I'm
from the side.
So I'm standing at the diving board. I turn 90 degrees. That's like so I'm running and I turn 90 degrees and I flip almost like a cartwheel in the air.
Okay.
And then I just like came down and I guess
I
my
don't
penis
know
was
I
like
can see the visual of your dick waggling in the air as it's yeah, as it's coming down towards the water. Then hitting
and
like
just,
the prudential whale just
That's so fucking funny.
The pod short without knowing that
dude, it's
story.
A good thing we kept this pod rolling a few extra minutes.
Damn,
that's
I don't know.
Yeah,
well, we
Zach's
got it on
gone
my phone.
Zach's gone. We really went straight guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah
we
talked
sport.
We
talked
high sports, high school, failure. I mean, we've got enough to do some Patreon content. We already said we were going to throw the non-audio eps up. So, yeah, we'll throw a couple of these extra minutes on the page.
Yeah.
Because we're at 30
After
minutes
After the hospital
now.
Part.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We're good to sign off.
Yeah, we're good to sign off. This has been a great, fun episode. Shout out to all the dogs we shouted out who are out there listening. Shout out to Auburn, Georgia. Shout out to Corey Collier. Shout out to the meat
bar. Shout out, Corey.
Shout out to Emma and her...
and her fucked up
her
nipple.
Fucked up.
Is it?
We shouldn't say her last name. We should have... Her loss.
She might be flattered if you talk about it.
Her loss. Yeah, we'll make a clip out of this and tag her on Instagram.
You should ask her to send us a picture of her.
Check. Keep an eye out on the Patreon. We'll see if Emma wants to send through proof of that story.
And don't do side flips while you're skinny.
Yeah. Dude.
Don't do side flips if you have a huge hog.
Stick to the gainer.
I thought they were contained inside a pack, and your hog is just so heavy that it like goes. It's so paperweight. Heavy that it like falls first into.
No, he was skinny dip hog out flapping.
Hog flapping in the wind.
Hog flapping.
So it was cold.
Like the end of Friday. It's like the end of Friday the 13th, but Kevin's dick comes up out of the water, kills you. You guys haven't seen that. End of Friday the 13th, Jason comes out of their lake. It's always fun.
By the way,
it was a very funny ending to that movie.
The movie was like basic horror, like dumb shit. You're just like, oh, okay, you know, like a slutty girl gets murdered and everybody follows suit. And at the end, you really think it's super chill. Like she's just like floating out on a lake and then like this white whale of the
monster pops up out of the water and just grabs her and pulls her in, and that's
like,
the end of the movie.
That's the
end. It's a really funny ending.
It was very effective.
Anyway, imagine that, but with Kevin's penis. And that's the visual I want our audience to have as they sign off this week.
Yes.
For another illustrious, delicious episode of Boy Brunch. Thanks, as always, for listening.
And if you want to find out more about my penis, follow me on Instagram.
If you want to find out more about Kevin's penis, go to the local lake. Say his name 3 times in the reflection.
And his dick
and
will,
my dick will emerge. His dick will red and burnt from a belly flop. like a little chubby boy.
Can
like
I ask, were there any girls skinny dipping with you guys? Okay.
Ooh. I think they were in thongs.
They were in thongs.
Yeah, from what I remember.
Yeah. The girls never go as far as the guys do. No. They never
all
let their
the
dicks
bo- all the
water.
Boys were dicks
yeah,
out.
Dicks dick in the
ultimately a pretty homoerotic experience.
Pretty much mostly the boys. Now that I think about it, the girls never
no,
showed.
No, there were boobs in the room. There were boobs in the room.
The girls kind of didn't show. They said they'd be there. Yeah. Anyway, this has been great.
A
wonderful late night episode.
Yeah.
New eps every week.
New eps mostly. Every week. And we got to keep them pretty topical because I lost all of our backlog. So
it'll actually be nice that we're allowed to be topical.
It is allowed to
get caught up.
We can be topical. We're only about a week or two behind. So
that's
we can touch on stuff.
We can
talk
about Halloween soon.
We can talk about Halloween on a future ep. We can plug shows hopefully soon and it'll make sense. Irina's birthday's coming up.
Birthday
show at the stand, which like I said, I don't think this will be out. All right, we got nothing else to add, so...